You're listening to Royals Hockey on the Zone 91.3, and we're here at the awards ceremony. Joining me is Griffin Outhouse. Thanks for joining us, Griffin. And tell us about your fantastic award tonight as the hardest worker.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to get the hardest worker. It's easy to be here in Victoria working hard with the coaching staff we have, the guys we have here in the dressing room, the billets I have, Dale Piner and her two sons, and it's just been great. So, no, I love it here.
So tell us how you think you achieved. I mean, there's so many hardworking guys. What is it that you did that you think rose to meet this award?
I think I might have a bit of an advantage there with the opportunity the coaches give me playing a lot of games. I think I finished with 60 this year, and obviously I'm in for 60 minutes each game, most likely anyways, if all things go well. So I think just being on the ice a lot, I think that's maybe what made it the deciding factor. So just thankful for the opportunity the coaches give me.
Now, did you notice the song that they played when they introduced you to the stage?
No, I did not.
Believer.
Okay.
Good song. So now on to the playoffs. Vancouver, anything you're going to be tweaking in your game or the team's game to beat them?
I think it's just worrying about ourselves. We don't need to focus too much on Vancouver. Obviously, there's some stuff we're going to look at, but for the most part, just do what we got to do. For me personally, just making sure I'm getting enough rest, getting enough reps, getting some time in with an San Martino. Just tweaking a few things, but it's not a drastic change. It's pretty much just do what I've been doing this season and just try to do it better, I guess.
So certainly, it's been a long season, but we're hoping for an even longer playoff ahead. And what's it going to take to endure the long run through the playoffs?
I think a lot of it has to do with what you do away from the rink, making sure you're getting enough sleep, you're eating healthy, you're hydrating all the time. So like Dan talked about it to us, he said, there's going to be at some point late in the series, late in the game, where maybe someone's in a race for the puck, and it's going to come down to who's most hydrated, who has the most energy. So you might not notice it right off the bat in game one, but there's going to be a time when you're going to notice it. So I think for us, just making sure we're doing things away from the rink, right?
And lastly, if you had to give a headline for the story of this season, what would it be for you?
I don't know if I could put a headline on that. It just have to be something with drastic changes, because that's what this year was. It was about adapting to new systems, getting used to new players and stuff. So it's just definitely a big change this year.
All right. Well, wish you all the best in the playoffs. Thank you for doing this.
All right. Thank you.